From Seoul, Korea, KBS World Radio News Today starts right now.
On today's broadcast, Fisheries Minister nominee Park Jun-young apologizes and steps down over allegations of ethical lapses. Local courts assess the domestic asset value of Nippon Steel in the continuation of a compensation suit against it for forced labor during World War II. And South Korea plans to establish the world's largest semiconductor supply chain by 2030 amid a global chip shortage. This is KBS World Radio News. I'm Emma Kalka. Oceans and Fisheries Minister nominee Park Jun-young resigned over a British porcelain scandal. In a statement on Thursday, Park apologized for his wife's controversial purchases of thousands of expensive British porcelain products, which he and his wife are accused of bringing into Korea without paying due taxes. Bae Joo-yeon has the latest on President Moon Jae-in's cabinet nominees.
Embattled Oceans and Fisheries Minister nominee Park Jun-young has stepped down amid controversy surrounding his wife's massive purchases of expensive china from Britain. The nominee on Thursday announced his resignation in a press release, owning up to his transgressions, which directed public criticism against him as well as the presidential office. During his confirmation hearing last week, the main opposition accused Park's wife of buying some 3,000 pieces of high-end teacups and other porcelain products in the UK, then bringing them in among shipments of their belongings which were not required to clear customs as he was returning to South Korea after serving as a diplomat, thereby allowing her to avoid paying customs duties. After serving as a minister counselor at the South Korean embassy in the UK, the career civil servant in 2018 returned home, where his wife opened a cafe and allegedly sold some of her collection. Park said he does not intend to burden the president or the oceans ministry any longer, noting that he failed to meet the public's exacting standards for a cabinet minister. In the wake of the ruling Democratic Party's landslide defeat in the April mayoral by-elections, President Moon Jae-in announced a cabinet reshuffle, replacing his prime minister as well as land, industry, science, oceans, and labor ministers. Main opposition People Power Party spokesperson Representative Bae Jun-young welcomed Park's resignation and argued that Moon's land and science minister nominees are as bad, if not worse, than Park. A presidential official said that Park reached this decision after communicating with the top office on the public sentiment. With one of the three embattled nominees now stepping down, the official said that the resignation should lead to the prompt appointments of the remaining science and labor minister nominees. Pyeongchang, KBS World Radio News.
Following Oceans and Fisheries Minister nominee Park Jun-young's resignation, lawmakers have begun deliberating on the confirmation of the prime minister nominee. Floor leaders of the ruling and opposition parties held a brief meeting Thursday afternoon and agreed to meet again later in the day. People Power Party floor leader Kim Ki-hyun slammed the president and ruling camp for the void in the post, calling out former Prime Minister Chung Sek-kyun for his irresponsibility in stepping down to run for president next year. Democratic Party floor leader Yoon Ho-jung responded by saying the opposition camp is the reason for the gridlock in the legislature amid the time-sensitive pandemic and is spurring anxiety among the public. Local courts have assessed the domestic asset value of Nippon Steel in the continuation of a compensation suit against it for forced labor during World War II. The Daegu District Court said Thursday that its supporting office in Pohang conducted an asset evaluation of PNR, the South Korea-based affiliate of Nippon Steel. However, sources say the timing for the sell-off order has yet to be decided. In October 2018, South Korea's Supreme Court ordered Nippon Steel to pay four victims of forced labor that filed the suit 100 million won each in compensation. When Nippon Steel failed to comply with the order, the regional court in 2019 authorized the seizure of PNR stock assets estimated at more than 400 million won. Amid a global chip shortage, South Korea announced plans to establish the world's largest semiconductor supply chain over the next 10 years. Companies including Samsung and SK will invest 510 trillion won, or 450 billion U.S. dollars, in the project, while the government will provide tax cuts and cheap loans. Park Jung-hong reports.
At a meeting held at Samsung Electronics on Thursday, the South Korean government announced plans to create the world's largest semiconductor supply chain, the so-called K-Semiconductor Belt, by 2030. Working together with the private sector, the government aims to establish infrastructure for semiconductor production, materials, parts and equipment, cutting-edge devices, and fabless manufacturing. The K-Semiconductor Belt will include the Gyeonggi provincial areas of Pangyo and Yongin. World-leading companies such as Samsung Electronics and SK Hynix will inject more than 510 trillion won over 10 years, setting aside 41.8 trillion won for this year. The government will provide a tax deduction of up to 50% for research and development and up to 20% for facilities investment from the second half of this year until 2024. More than 1 trillion won will be set aside for prime rate loans, while the government and the public sector will cover water and part of the electricity supply at the manufacturing plants for the next decade. If the project moves forward smoothly, officials expect the country's chip exports to more than double to $200 billion by 2030, from last year's total of $99.2 billion, with a workforce of 270,000. Park Jung-hong, KBS World Radio News.
Avril Haines, the U.S. Director of National Intelligence, who arrived in South Korea on Wednesday, has visited the demilitarized zone. While details of the U.S. intelligence chief's itinerary while there were not released, she is believed to have toured the joint security area at the truce village of Panmunjom. Haines is also said to be arranging her schedule to pay a courtesy call to President Moon Jae-in and hold talks with National Security Advisor Sahoon, where they will likely discuss the U.S.'s new North Korea policy. South Korea's spy chief reportedly met with Japanese Prime Minister Yoshihide Suga on Wednesday and conveyed Seoul's will to normalize relations between the two nations. According to a diplomatic source familiar with Seoul-Tokyo relations on Thursday, National Intelligence Service Director Park Jae-won paid a visit to Suga on Wednesday morning before or after meeting with his American and Japanese counterparts in Tokyo. South Korea added 715 new COVID-19 cases throughout Wednesday, hitting a two-week high. The Korea Disease Control and Prevention Agency said Thursday that the new cases raised the country's accumulated caseload to 129,633. The daily figure rose by 80 from the previous day and marks the highest since April 28th, which saw 769 new cases. Former chairman of Kumho Asiana Group Park Sam-koo was arrested on Thursday on charges of unfair financial transactions among group affiliates during his chairmanship. The Seoul Central District Court issued the arrest warrant for Park after a related hearing on Wednesday. The court recognized the need to put Park under pretrial detention, citing his flight risk and grounds to believe he committed the crimes as charged. The benchmark Korea Composite Stock Price Index fell 39.55 points, or 1.25% on Thursday, to close at 3,122.11. And that's the news from KBS World Radio News Center in Seoul. I'm Emma Kalka. You can also catch our news from our website at world.kbs.co.kr.